Back in 1994, when the Cranberries were a pop band as well as a holiday condiment, the U.S. harvested 460 million pounds of cranberries. Today, the harvest is almost triple that. It's been a record year for cranberries. Prices are plummeting, and consumer demand for the little red fruits needs to get beyond the holiday table. So, Scott Soares, that means you've got your work cut out for you, right?
Well, it's a double-edged sword, John. It's pros and cons, like most situations that we run into in agriculture.
Scott Soares is executive director of the Cranberry Marketing Committee. And I guess to deal with this surplus, enumerate for me all of the possible uses of cranberries, short of paving asphalt, you know, runways, that sort of thing.
Boy, I don't think you have enough time on your show, John, for me to go through all of the different uses, but we're certainly putting attention on all of those, not only domestic markets, but also in our international markets at the same time.
Well, you got all the holiday dressing stuff. You've got the muffins, you've got the juices, and you've got even the sort of therapeutic juices that relate to people who have kidney problems, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the folklore resonance of the health benefits of consuming cranberries that go all the way back to the first Native Americans. That, in fact, you mentioned the holidays. We've been trying hard to actually stay away from even saying Tea Day because we're really trying to get outside of those holidays based on the great diversity and product that we have now and its availability year-round. We're really trying to look at things like smoothies, as an example, that can be consumed anytime, but ideally during the summertime when cranberry consumption is typically been the lowest.
So those pistachio dudes the other couple of years ago, I mean, really nailed it when they got people to think of pistachios, even though there's some labor involved in actually consuming them.
Yeah, that's the key. And I think one of the things the pistachio folks did exceptionally well was identify some really popular spokespeople for them that got them out in front. And ultimately, we're hoping to do the same kind of thing for cranberries. But in and of themselves, I think cranberries, again, have kind of a long history behind them, at least here in the U.S., that we're working hard to get folks around the world to really recognize and start to consume more of it themselves.
All right, so let's think. Who's a good cranberry spokesman celebrity? Now, would you want someone who's bitter, like, say, Seth Rogen?
Well, I'll tell you, we almost got there with Jimmy Fallon.
Really?
There was an episode not very long ago where I think Jimmy recommended a cranberry singles opportunity where folks could put like a single slice of cheese, but a single slice of a cranberry type sauce on their sandwich and ultimately make it a lot easier to consume, a lot more portable. So I know the Ocean Spray folks did a great job following up like with that, but I'm not sure if Jimmy since followed back up with the Ocean Spray folks to see if we could actually generate that product for Jimmy and the masses.
Now, Scott, of course, I'm no Jimmy Fallon by any means, but it sounds like what you're saying is if I say, man, I'm telling you, my marriage was a wreck, and then I ate cranberries, I'd love to tell you about it, that's going to be a really quick way for me to get a call from the Ocean Spray people.
I think it would be, John, and you shouldn't sell yourself short. I think you have a pretty broad listenership across the U.S., and I would certainly appreciate anything you could say on our behalf to get folks to eat more cranberry products.
All right. So what do you tell the farmers when there's a surplus like this? Do you tell them to, like, hold off? Or?
Well, it's an interesting problem because cranberry growers, like most growers in any agricultural commodity, are great at growing product. And when you start to look at nearly commodity products like cranberries that come in volumes of hundreds of millions of pounds, it becomes a little bit more of a challenge to try to market those directly, either in the U.S. Or abroad. So we certainly don't want to slow down growth of the industry, but we certainly need to catch up on the market promotion side. So what we try to do with the Cranberry Marketing Committee is demonstrate a few models, things that will work, that we're actually getting better top-of-mind awareness for cranberries, and then work closely with the industry. Like folks, I've mentioned Ocean Spray. There are a number of them that we work with. To ultimately help with the promotion, market development, and ultimately greater consumption of cranberry products.
Well, Scott, good luck with the surplus. I mean, it is a problem that you do kind of like to have rather than the other way around, but I'm a big fan.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that, John.
Scott Soares is Executive Director of the Cranberry Marketing Committee.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.